Each year at Easter, we hear this story. We know this story very well. Most of us, if someone asked us to tell the story of the day of resurrection, could get it pretty right. We would tell the basic story of what the first disciples experienced and what the gospel writers relate to us of this experience. And stories for us are very important. We get very comfortable with different stories, different types of stories in our lives. For instance, if you are a fan of romantic comedy movies, for instance, you know that the formula usually goes like this. Boy meets girl. Boy and girl attracted, fall in love with each other. Boy and girl have some disagreement, argument, misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it, and they hate each other for a while. Then they figure it all out, love each other, and live happily ever after. And if you watch those type of movies, that's pretty much the basic plot outline of all of them. Or if you're a fan of action movies, it usually starts off with someone, usually a man, but sometimes a woman, who has a talent singular to all the people of the world to save the world from some evil person or evil plan or maybe the earth blowing up or something. And he's a little outside the law, so they have to invite him in, even though he is not necessarily the best guy in the world. And lots of explosions later, dead bodies later, he kills the evil person, the world is saved, and we live happily ever after. And most plots are like that. Today, we hear a plot line that the disciples knew very well. It's one that we all see and understand daily within our lives. And they thought they knew the answer to this story. Messiah comes. It's happened many times before. He's a really nice guy, does lots of wonderful things. The authorities, the bad guys, arrest him, beat him, torture him, kill him, and then bury him. And usually that's the end of the story. Not a lot of happily ever after there. But today we hear the other part, the happily ever after. That plan that God has for each one of us to live our lives happily ever after. Not in the sense of the romantic comedy or the action movies, but as that gift of eternal life. Because we have to remember that Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb that Easter morning, not to celebrate Jesus rising from the dead, but to finish the work they had begun 3 days earlier in anointing his body and making sure it was prepared for death. And so when she sees the tomb there, she's thinking to herself, because they're asking the question, like, who's going to roll away the rock? As they've been there before and they saw the soldiers there guarding the tomb. And she's encountering an empty tomb with no guards. And so what is her automatic response? Where have they taken him? She doesn't go back to Peter and sit there and say, everything Jesus said was true. He rose from the dead. She goes back and says, no, they've taken his body. We don't know where they put it. And of course, Peter and the other disciples don't sit there and say, well, gee, Mary, don't you know? Jesus said to us earlier, he was going to rise from the dead, so don't worry about it. We're just waiting for him to come. No, they run to the tomb. They're going like, okay, well, let's see if we can figure out what they did with his body. In the happily ever after, the story that we know, of course, is that encounter that happens with Jesus Christ, where he comes to his disciples and says to them, peace be with you. Be at peace. Do not be afraid. Everything that I told you is true. Here I am. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you and give you the gift of the happily ever after. And the happily ever after isn't a life without hurt or suffering or sadness. It isn't a life without problems, difficulties, betrayals. All of those things happen in life because of sin. Excuse me. And yet God offers to us the remedy of sin in the resurrection. God offers us the remedy of sin through the passion that Jesus has went through for our sins so that we might rise to new life. Because the cross and the resurrection show forth there is a purpose in life, that our lives have purpose. And the purpose, of course, is heaven. That's the purpose. That's the happily ever after. That's the destination that we are all on. That's the trip. That's where God wants us all to go. And yet we are called to go on that purposeful trip, go to that destination with a purpose of doing what Jesus does, to live as Jesus lives, to share our lives as Jesus shared his life with us. That is our resurrection faith. That is our resurrection call to be sons and daughters of the one true and living God. Not to look forward to life as a drudgery and a dreariness, but to see life as purposeful. To know that Jesus has risen from the dead so that I might live with him, through him and in him, in the eternal gift of heaven. And each one of us is invited to that same gift, that same place, in showing forth what Jesus did. And of course, what did Jesus do? We know that because we know the story. The happily ever after isn't absent of pain, but it's entering into it with joy and love, sharing our lives with each other. The compassion, the mercy, the blessing, the hope, the joy, all of those things that Jesus gave to us and showed us how to live, how to be with others in that, that help us to live our resurrection faith. Sorry about the scratchy voice. But it is that life that we are called to share in that story of who we are. Because our lives are called to be poured out and given for others. That is that ultimate act of service that Jesus showed on Holy Thursday as he washed the feet of his disciples. To be poured out as Jesus forgave his murderers on the cross. To be poured out as Jesus invites us through the community of disciples to be at peace, to live with him, to share with him, to be at joy with him. Because it is there that we find purpose. It is there that we find the way, the truth, and the life. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is risen today? So let us encounter Jesus in our road of life. Let us encounter Jesus as we share him with our brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, and yes, even our enemies, as we go forth to embrace life in the joy and the peace that Jesus gives to us, that God shares with us on our journey to heaven. That is the purpose. That is the purposeful joy, the purposeful peace, the purposeful blessing that we are all called to share as an Easter people.